This is not the Egypt of Khufu's day. The pharaoh is no longer beyond criticism, and Ramesses' failure to take Kadesh could dangerously undermine his position. Ramesses hatches a face-saving plan well-suited to this more critical era. He reaches for another weapon, one even more effective than chariots and the bronze swords. Propaganda.
This is a wonderful opportunity for Ramesses to broadcast something to his audience that will make him the king that he will someday become.
Ramesses commissions a series of stone reliefs to commemorate the Battle of Kadesh on temple walls the length and breadth of the kingdom.
So part of the sort of the heavy spin put onto the whole Kadesh campaign clearly is to make sure that his image remains what he wants it to be, that of the all-powerful, all-conquering pharaoh.
Well, when he sets up his record of the Battle of Kadesh, Ramesses proves that he's the greatest spin doctor of the ancient world.
The carvings tell the story not of an inconclusive truce, but a clear-cut victory. Ramesses is portrayed as the hero of the hour, who, separated from his troops, stands alone against the Hittite ambush.
He claims he wept him good, but he didn't.
He's not going to show what really happened. He's going to show what he wants to have happened. So the image that he has depicted there is one that shows him routing the Hittites pretty much single-handedly, leading the way, sending them fleeing, trampling them under his horses and chariots, and really creating a sense of Egypt, and Ramesses himself as the personification of Egypt is the ultimate.
It's a political masterstroke. Ramesses has rewritten history and set his version of events in stone for all time. But the young king's lifelong talent for self-promotion has only just begun.